Do you love arts and culture organizations as much as we do here at Coast Community Radio? If so, and you live in the state of Oregon, I'd like you to know about the Oregon Cultural Trust Tax Credit Opportunity. Hi, I'm Graham Nystrom, station manager of Coast Community Radio. As Oregonians, we have the unique opportunity to direct our state tax dollars to arts and culture organizations. When you donate to one or more of the 1,400 qualifying cultural organizations in Oregon and match that donation to the Oregon Cultural Trust, you'll receive not just a tax deduction, but a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. Simply total what you gave to qualifying Oregon cultural nonprofits and give a matching donation to the Oregon Cultural Trust by December 31st. Then, on your state tax form, report your gift to the Oregon Cultural Trust, and you'll get 100% of it back as a tax credit. It's easy and it makes a difference. Just this year, Coast Community Radio received a significant grant from the Oregon Cultural Trust, as did many other arts and culture nonprofits across our listening area. The bottom line is, if you already give to nonprofits, there's really no reason not to take advantage of this opportunity to help cultural organizations thrive all across the state of Oregon. More information is available at culturaltrust.org.
And you can take advantage of that. Right now, if you would like to make a year-end donation to KMUN's Radio for Good, call us 503-325-0010. And here's an extra motivation. For a $100 donation, you can get a beautiful, heavy-duty KMUN tote bag. Remember that January 1st, plastic is off the table. Thanks, folks. I'm so glad you're here to join us for Arts Live and Local. So much happening. And yesterday was the first day of Kwanzaa, celebrating the African American heritage. So let's start off with, you know what? We're going to save that for a little bit. Let's start off instead with something from one of our local bands, because they are going to be playing New Year's Eve at a fabulous celebration. And I've got someone here to tell you about it. Thanks for being here. Stay tuned. If you aren't up on your feet, well, I don't know what to tell you, but I will tell you that you'll have an opportunity on December 31st. That is this Tuesday night. Isn't that amazing?
It's just too trippy.
I know. But the good news is it's not the end of a decade. We just all learned that we still have a whole nother year before the decade's over.
Right, until
2020. Yeah, yeah. At the end of 2020, we finished. 2021 is the beginning of a new... So at least that pressure's off, right? But not off Marco. Marco Davis is here. It's his voice you just heard, and those of you who listen regularly recognized. And Marco is putting on another one of his extravaganzas with a bunch of fabulous local entertainers, including Midas Diggs. That was pulled. Are they going to be kind of finishing off?
They're our big finish.
Oh, boy. And I understand they're actually going to be playing that piece with somebody shredding the guitar.
Oh, no. Yes. I wonder who that's
I can't
gonna be.
Imagine. So, Marco, what are you doing? This is Dragolution. Yes. Presents.
Yes, Eruption 2020.
Oh, Eruption 2020.
Yes.
You are just full of words, aren't you?
Well, you
come
know.
Up with fabulous images.
Well, sometimes it's nice to blow the top off of things and just start it fresh, you know?
This is a perfect time.
It really is.
Yeah. So let's tell folks it is happening at the Columbian Theater.
Yes, the Columbian Theater.
On 11th and Marine Drive. And the show starts at
10. The doors will open at 9:30.
Okay.
And, you know, people always show up a little early and pre-show. And throughout the evening also will be some very fun music in the Voodoo Room as well. So we're just going to keep people entertained all evening.
That's terrific.
Yes. And then we'll start the show at 10. And we have a bunch of new numbers and some new family members. And I'm excited because...
Yeah, go ahead.
It's one of the... I'm blending my families from here and then all of the people that I work with at Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach, too. Like, I have a bunch of my pals from Coaster coming up and performing as well. So it's going to be an eruption.
It certainly is. So, you know, there are people... who are listening all over the world, and they may not have been involved in any of your previous productions. So can you just give us how this all came about?
Sure.
Because these are usually fill the theater, and they are fabulous, and everybody goes out, walks around before they go out and leaves smiling. So
it's so true. I love it. I mean, we started 10 years ago for my 40th birthday. I did a little show, and that was an invitation only, and it was just really well received, and people asked if I would do another show. And so I started with a production called The Event, which we did. And they kind of always coincided around my birthday and at the end of January. But the last 5 or so years, I guess 5 years ago, we started doing New Year's Eve shows.
And for a little bit of background, Marco grew up here, and... after high school, this is a very short synopsis. You have to come and talk to him for the real thing. After high school, he started working locally, and then he got inspired and went off to U of O and ended up with a bachelor's and a master's in dance.
Yes.
And then he came back here. Then he jaunted off to New York, but we yanked him back because we needed him here. And he has changed the entire... atmosphere. And
well, we've all done that together.
Yes, but I'm sorry, I credit you with leading the pack. And it's been just marvelous, and it's opened so many doors and windows and hearts and minds.
It's been so beautiful, hasn't it?
And
I mean,
yes.
we've gone through it all.
Yes.
And
but the delight with this is that you did grow up here. And I don't know, I suspect your mom might, I don't know, maybe it's too late for her these days.
No, she usually
She'll
comes.
She'll be in the audience this year, too.
Yeah.
And so this, you're going to see some real dance and real music and probably some lip syncing.
Oh, yes.
And some perhaps drag queens or...
Yes.
Okay.
And some drag kings.
And some drag kings. And if anybody is inspired...
always dress up. Yes, you know how it's not a party unless you get done up.
In any which way you can.
Yes.
And what I learned early on was being in drag is not necessarily a gender thing. It's bringing out all parts of yourself.
It's so true, yeah.
Yeah, so whatever you feel could be exciting for the evening and share. So again, this is obviously New Year's Eve.
But it's so funny, everybody's thinking that it's on Wednesday this year, but New Year's Eve is actually Tuesday.
Night, yes. Oh, yes. It's January 31st.
Well, December 31st.
Oh, I was testing you, Mark.
Oh, it's good.
Not
I
January,
need it.
December 31st, Tuesday evening at the Columbian Theater on 11th and Marine Drive in Astoria. And this is Dragolution presenting Eruption. It begins at 10, and the doors open at 9:30, but you can come early and hang out in the voodoo room or just
and
out
people
in the
start,
street.
Yeah, people start visiting. Lining up so we can get the seats that we want to sit in.
Right, and there are some interesting seats right up in the front.
Oh, yeah.
Comfortable. I don't know what state they're in now. And then Midas Digs. The band you heard at the beginning, which is, again, local folks who are fabulous musicians, singers, and...
Dinah's Trio's performing, too.
Oh, too? Okay. Oh, is that Mishkin and Jenny?
Yes, I know.
Oh, boy. This is going to be fabulous.
No, it's going to be a fabulous night. Yeah. And then we have, you know, Darren and Richard and Cammy and Sue and Anne, all from Coaster Theater, as well as Ginger Vitus and Artie Chokes and Jessamine and Triple Moon Dancing.
That's
there is so much.
This is a great opportunity. And if you're listening to this from a distance... and you can still get a place to stay overnight, come on up and join us. We'd love to have you.
Always.
So thank you so much, Marco, for keeping this new-ish tradition going.
Thank you, Carol.
Here in Astoria. And I really look forward to the show.
We're going to have fun.
Yes, absolutely. Marco Davis, is this on any, like a... web page or a Facebook or something if anyone wants to...
Yeah, I think Becky put a Facebook page together, and I believe it's on the Columbian Theater Facebook page.
Okay.
And then we have posters up around
all
town.
All over town. Yeah. And with a beautiful photograph. I love that
That's
picture.
A good one, yeah.
It's a beauty. Thanks, Marco.
Thank you, Carol.
And happy, 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 healthy New Year.
You as well.
Okay. And I'd like to play you some Kwanzaa music, and then I have a special treat, another part of this season. Hope you all have been having good holidays, no matter how you decide to celebrate. Recognize that voice, Clifton Chenier, of course. Bon Temps Roulé. And I think I forgot to send this show out, so I'm going to send that one out to my Acadian friends from Nouvelle-Écosse, some of whom are now in Gatineau, and also to the Nova Scotians in British Columbia, in Squamish, Omakaw, and Bi Heritage, Sydney and Robin, and of course Tessa and Seashelt, and to New York, East Side, hope you're listening, and West Side as well, Susan, Bob, and Viv, and Donnie in L.A., and who knows where Wyoming is right now. Well, that is, in a manner of speaking. Folks, I have a special Hanukkah treat for you because we have Kwanzaa, started yesterday, Christmas, which is a long holiday because people celebrate Advent, and then there's 12 days of Christmas. People think it's over on the 25th, but remember all those gifts, you know, the bird and the tree and all that stuff and the rings. And Hanukkah, of course, which this year, according to the Jewish calendar, it always starts on the 25th day of Kislev. And this year, that was last Sunday night. So that Sunday, today is the fifth day, and so we lit 5 candles last night. We'll light 6 tonight, and I have a treat for you. Marty Weiss is back by popular demand. Last year, she blew away a lot of people, so I said, come on in. Okay, Marty, thanks for coming in. Tell us what... Give us a couple of words on what the heck you're doing.
Greetings, Carol.
Greetings.
Yes. When we were kids, my mother would always break this poem out that she wrote about Hanukkah.
You thought.
Pardon?
You thought.
I thought what? Oh, that my mother wrote it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And anyway, I'm here to read it again.
Okay.
It's a wonderful little poem. I told the gals in the Deepwater Aerobics class in Seaside that I would be reading on the radio today. And they said, give me a shout out. So I'm shouting out to the girls in the Deepwater Aerobics class.
Excellent.
You better be listening.
You better be.
You better be. So anyway, here goes. 'Twas the night before Hanukkah, boy chicks and maidles. Not a sound could be heard, not even the dreidels. The menorah was set by the chimney alight. In the kitchen, the bubby was hopping a bite. Salami, pastrami, a glazer latte, and zoyera pickles mit bagels, oy vey. Gesint in geschmack, the kinderlach felt, while dreaming of teglach and Hanukkah gelt. The alarm clock was sitting, a clopping and ticking, and bubby was carving a shtickle a chicklin. Chicken. A tumult arose like a wildest kaduchus. Santa had fallen right on his tuchus. I put on my slippers eins, zwei, drei, while Bubby was eating herring on rye. I grabbed for my bathrobe and buttoned my gotkis, and Bubby was just devouring the lotkis. To the window I ran, and to my surprise, a little red yarmulke greeted my eyes. When he got to the door and saw the menorah, Yiddish kinder, he cried, Kanena hara. I thought I was in a goyish yahais. As long as I'm here, I'll leave a few toys. Come into the kitchen, I'll get you a dish. Mit a guppel, a leffel, and a shtickle of fish. With smacks of delight, he started his fressen, chop liver, knedlach, and kreplach gegessen. He asked for some knishes with pepper and salt, but they were so hot he yelled out, Gewalt. He loosened his hosen and ran from the tish. Your crusher of meals are simply delish. As he went through the door, he said, See y'all later. I'll be back next Pesach in time for the Seder. So, Hutzmeer and Zeitmeer and Bleibsmeer gesinnt, he called out cheerily. Into the wind. More rapid than eagles, his prancers they came, as he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Come, Izzy, Now Moisha, now Yussel and Sammy, on Oiving and Maxie and Jaime and Manny. He gave a geschrei as he drove out of sight. A good yuntif to all, and to all, a good night.
Oh, brava.
Isn't that a great poem? I love that.
Well, I don't know about the poem, but the way you read it is fabulous. I have to admit, one of our other programmers, Bob, tried reading that. It just didn't quite make it for me, because most of us don't have that grasp of Yiddish that you do, not only the words, but the intonation.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. And we grew up speaking Yiddish. My grandmother, may she rest in peace, spoke Yiddish to us. Mm. And I know many of my friends don't speak Yiddish because when their parents didn't want them to understand what they were saying, they spoke in Yiddish.
Yep. So my mother spoke to my grandmother in Yiddish when she didn't want us to understand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I understood, so they couldn't get away.
Nowhere
to run, nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to hide.
And then when I learned Spanish in school, my father couldn't get away with saying anything either because I could translate for my mother. So
I have a question.
Shoot.
Any special memory you have from when you were growing up? Did you folks light candles? Did you? Because in my family, that was the beautiful thing. My brothers and I would gather around the menorah, the Chanukiah, and my parents were there too, of course, and we sang the prayers and lit the candles and harmonized. And that was the most fun because it became a family event.
Oh, that
was
beautiful.
And there was a lot of laughing and other kinds of stuff. It wasn't this morose kind of, it was quite beautiful.
Oh, so, yeah, it was a celebration. Yeah. After all, it's a celebration of miracles, you know.
Of the light.
And the light that lasted for 8 nights instead of only one.
Right, or 800 nights perhaps.
So
we're looking for some light right now.
Aren't we, though? Ain't that the truth, sister?
So do you have any kind of memory from family or school or anything?
You know, not really, but we lit the menorah. My mother, may she also rest in peace, we had an electric menorah, so that we put that in the window, in the living room window.
Yeah.
So, and many of the homes on our street in the Bronx growing up had menorahs in the windows, you know, either Christmas trees or menorahs. We were Jewish and Italian. That was it.
That's all over.
That's right.
our name. But, the idea, you're supposed to put the light out so it can be seen and shared with everyone. Problem is, if you're lighting real candles, to put them in the window.
You can't.
You have to stand there and watch to make sure nothing catches fire.
Yeah.
So people use the electric ones often, even today.
Well, and when I light candles now, I do it on my kitchen counter away from everything, and I just leave it there. I was very fortunate. My good friend Eric David, who is a local.
Shout out to Eric.
Shout out to Eric and Mr. Larry.
Mm-hmm.
He was happened to be over visiting last night, so he lit the candles with me. He actually said the prayer, so that was really very special for me.
Nice. So I'm going to give a shout out also to the Carmels and to Natalie and to all of the folks who, together with me and Barbara, lit the candles last night and sang together. And we do it alone when we need to, but it's nice to have community to share that with. So
absolutely.
Okay, Marty.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. And for full disclosure, Marty's name is Marty Weiss. And if you think you know how to spell it, you're wrong, because it's W-A-J-C, right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because we found other W-A-J-Cs online. It was interesting. I thought I was the only one in the country, but apparently there are other ones.
No, it's the Polish spelling.
I'll have to see if we're related. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Carol, you're wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Olivai.
Okay.
And thank you for having me on your show again.
Thank you. Okay. And now, as we're staying in the spirit, I have the Seattle Labor Chorus. That is from their album Ring It In, Songs of Peace and Justice for the Holiday Season.
Ring it in, ring in the new year. Ring it in, ring in the new year. Bells are ringing, the bells are ringing. Bells are ringing, the bells are ringing.
Well, that's a short piece from this terrific album. If you want peace, work for justice. People deserve a living wage. That's from the cover, which has a bunch of snowmen standing around a barrel filled with fire. And this is a wonderful group. I was got this album at Folklife Festival in Seattle. Seattle Labor Chorus is a labor of love. The chorus endows each song, old or new, with passion, conviction, and deep understanding said by none other than Utah Phillips. May he rest in peace. And speaking of that, I want to give a thank you for a life that benefited everyone, and especially those of us in Oregon, and especially the Jewish community in Oregon. Rabbi Joshua Stamfer died yesterday. He would have been 98 years old, but you would never, ever have known it. He's the person who started the Oregon Jewish Museum, the Holocaust Resource Center, the film festival, Weekend in Quest, which takes place here in Astoria, and so many other things. He was a wise, a funny, an experienced man, and he also was very important in the bringing forth of the conversos, the Jews who 500 years ago went into hiding in places like New Mexico, Mexico itself, and have been coming out for the last 20, 30, 40 years because of the customs that their families kept for 500 years. Customs they did not know what they meant. They just knew they ate crackers at Easter time and they lit candles on Friday night. So Rabbi Stamfer introduced them to us too. May he rest in peace. Baruch Dayan Emet. And now for some joyful folks here in the studio with me, I have Montgomery Rose. Wouldn't that be fun if that was your, I shouldn't say this, maybe it is, your real name?
Well, it's half of us each, so
wait, come close to the mic.
I'm Rose Gerber, and that's John Montgomery.
Okay.
So it's an easy way to remember us.
That's good. I knew the Gerber part, so no wonder. What a good idea to match up with people with the right name for a band. Is that how it came together?
Yeah, it was kind of off the cuff improvisation.
I like it. It sounds terrific. Montgomery Rose is a three-piece or just the two?
We are a three-piece often, but our banjo player is away for the holidays,
okay.
So we don't have him
so
with us today.
So this weekend, they are a two-piece band from Portland, Oregon, and playing Americana music. Please don't ask me. I'll ask them, but you know, I do a folk music program. You didn't know that. Some of the listeners do. And this term Americana always baffles me. So I'm going to ask them to play something, and then we'll talk a little bit. And if you would like to see them in person, you still have one night left because they played at the Pickled Fish, the Adrift, in Long Beach, Washington, on the peninsula last night. And they're playing again tonight. What time is that?
We are 9 to 11.
9 to 11. Oh, good. It's a nice late gig.
Yeah.
So, okay. Could you play something for us?
Sure. And, this is actually a really new song for us. This is an original song. And just to clear up the Americana thing, you can just call us country. We're kind of classic country.
Okay.
We're Americana is just where folk meets country. And
yeah. And these days, there's been so much crossover.
So much intertwined, but we're pretty straight country with this.
If you want to bring that in, I can include a little extra guitar too.
Sure.
So none for you.
Yeah,
I only have three.
Yeah, this song's called Rear View Driving.
Mm-hmm.
love's best songs, dancing as close as we could get. There were never any nights too long. Well, I knew it couldn't last any longer. She came breaking up our best laid plans in order to escape your heartbreak, and had to take the wheel in my own hands. Rear view driving, time to rewind. Won't stop till I get past that starting line. I'm backing up to a better time. Rear view driving before you were mine. Don't you come running with your head in your hand. Don't go telling me that you can't change. Should've realized what you had up until you went and had me upstage. I'm a lover, not a fighter, so I'm making my way to a bygone simpler time. Before I ever knew your cheating ways, before you went and crossed the line. Rear view drive. Stop till I get past that starting line. I'm backing up to a better time. Rear view driving before you were mine. Rear view driving before you were mine.
Wow, that was fabulous.
Thank you.
I love it. That's great. I did listen on the computer. It's not quite the same somehow.
It's sometimes hard to capture the magic of live music.
Live music, absolutely. Yeah. But you sound terrific. And hopefully everybody out there listening got all the... I was messing with the mic, so I did capture your... picking. Wonderful. So how long have you two been playing together?
Gosh, that's a great question. I would say maybe a year.
Oh.
That the most?
Yeah.
Yeah. My band, I have a 5-piece alt country band.
What's the name of it?
It's called Rose Gerber and Sweet Relief. And John's band, opened up, John, when he had this band called the John Montgomery Band, they opened up for us. I heard John singing, and I just said, I want to sing with that person.
Yeah. Oh, good deal. So. I don't know whether you, which way did you come into town from?
In Washington tonight, so yeah, we came from the bridge.
I don't know whether you saw the great big sign about Sweet Relief, so.
Oh, so. I don't know. Did you say you saw that? Yeah, they did mention that to me.
A little
That's
bit
great.
Different, but.
Yeah, a little different.
Yeah. And how long have you, Rose, been in Portland?
I moved to Portland 12 years ago to go to graduate school at PSU from Vermont.
Oh. Our lives have crossed and recrossed so many times.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Okay.
And how about you, John? John Montgomery. But folks, did you get it? In case you tuned in late, Rose Gerber and John Montgomery make up Montgomery Rose. John, how long you been?
I've been here for about 2 years. I moved
Are
here
you from the South?
From Arkansas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy. That's the first time you talked. And yeah. Okay, so country it is. That makes sense. All right. And have you are not from country, so how did you get into this music?
When I was moving out here, actually, to go to Oregon, a woman was made a bunch of CDs of old-style classic country music for a road trip. For another woman named Rose, whose going away party she missed. So she brought them to me instead. It had my name on it anyway. And I ended up listening to them on the whole trip to Portland,
huh?
Driving, and I fell in love with it. And have since just kind of, since then, drifted closer and closer to country music in my writing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So how much of the music that you played do you write?
Well, in this particular arrangement, a couple originals we have at the moment because we're a pretty new band. Mm-hmm. We've only been playing out a few months. We're working on more. John's a writer, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of deep reaches for cover songs in the country music canon just to flesh out our sets mm-hmm. at this mm-hmm. time. But that the audience likes that, too, I think.
Sure.
That's
some familiar kinds of, or new ways of hearing.
Yeah, the older stuff.
So you can either tell me or not. Day jobs?
Yeah.
John?
I drive for Lyft. It's a flexible schedule, so I can work on my music while I do that.
So you get to choose when you work.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a guitar in the car at all times?
No.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
Some extra tips.
Yeah, right.
And I'm a nonprofit fundraiser, do development work.
Oh, did you hear my opening for the show about our special end of the year donations to KMUN for the Radio for Good? And you can get in line with the no plastic bags that starts January 1st in the state of Oregon.
That's so cool.
By picking up one of our fabulous
tote bags.
You
might just have to do that.
Take it if you're in the same business.
Yep, I know the tote bag racket. Absolutely.
Let's see. Do you have another short piece?
Sure.
Let's remind people that Montgomery Rose is playing this evening, 9:00. At the Pickled Fish, which is part of the Adrift Hotel in Long Beach. And just the two of you are going to be playing. But they are from Portland, and you can catch them. Do you have a website? Yeah, of course.
Right now, Facebook is our website de facto, the Montgomery Rose Band. But we're also on Instagram and Facebook. And we do have a lot of gigs coming up the next few months, both in Washington State and Oregon.
Great.
So if you like what you hear, feel free to look us up and check out where we'll be.
That's interesting because I'm not on Facebook or any social media. I do have a computer. And somehow or other, I was able to listen to your music.
I do SoundCloud. Sorry. SoundCloud has a few of our recordings. Another original we have and some covers we like to do.
So just check out Montgomery Rose and you will find them. And if there's still another Montgomery Rose somewhere like Arkansas, then that's not it. You've got to come over to Portland. Okay, what do you got for us?
We're going to do a Dwight Yoakam song now for you.
Okay.
Honky Tonk Man.
Okay.
I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to start. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, "Hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?" Well, now I live wild and dangerously. I've got plenty of company. When the moon comes up and the sun goes down, I can't wait to see the lights of town. 'Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, "Hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?" Well, a pretty little girl and a jug of wine, that's what it takes to make a honky-tonk town. A jukebox moan and those honky-tonk sounds, I can't wait to lay my money down. 'Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, "Hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?"
Wow. That is, I see what you mean, Rose, why you heard that voice.
Sultry pipes, yeah.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. Just beautiful. Interesting, too, because when you're the backup singer, it's a different voice.
Yeah.
You don't show off as much then.
Well, wow. I gotta make her look good.
Yeah. Well, you both have beautiful voices.
Thank you.
That's quite a treat, and obviously terrific guitar work. Montgomery Rose, catch them tonight at the Adrift, or look them up and catch them anywhere you can, because it's going to be fun. And you're adding in a banjo. Is that your third
person? We have a third
person?
Player who is plays banjo very
banjo.
Well. Sings some third harmony, too, sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. Very rich. I'm delighted to meet you. I'm glad it worked out, Rose. We were corresponding for a while. And when you come back next time, we'll catch you again, I hope.
Yeah, we'd love to see you again.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Carol.
And Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy musical New Year, of course. And I've got one more set of guests, and those are well known to most of you, and that would be folks from the Brownsmead Flats, because they're not playing right now. They're doing a benefit for the Performing Arts Center on January 5th. And so you have a little time for that. Put it on your calendar. But I was able to snag them to come in today. So they are, well, hopefully they're coming in. I don't see them on the move, but I'm going to see if I can get them to come in the studio. Hey, Flats! Flats, now! You know how these musicians are. You get them together. All four of them are out there chatting away and admiring each other's work. But I got them. They're coming in. We broke them loose from Montgomery Rose.
Montgomery
Ward.
I haven't been in there.
I don't.
I
does
remember.
It exist even? I don't
However.
Know. I don't know. So while oh, John's here too.
Yeah, we got
Esteban. Oh, Esteban. Hey, bienvenido. How wonderful. Hi, Mama. Esteban is here from Costa Rica, although he came via New York, I understand. Did you have a good time in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's smiling. That's great. Is Larry coming, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
there's the three of us.
Okay. He might need to find a chair. So
no,
I've got...
stand up.
Yeah. Okay, good. I've got three of the Brownsmead Flats, and we are so blessed to have them here in this community and playing music all over the place in various and sundry combinations. And today there's just the three of them. What's going to be happening on January 5th?
What's going to happen on January 5th? That's a Sunday. And
this is, my
this is the third year in a row that we're going to do a benefit performance at the Performing Arts Center, 16th and Franklin, from 2 to 4 p.m.
Ah, I did not know that. So this is a benefit for the Performing Arts Center.
For the partners of the PAC.
That's us.
Yeah.
The partners for the PAC.
For the PAC.
Right. And that's the group of many local performers, bands and choral groups and dancers who have been using the Performing Arts Center for years and have been intent on saving that fabulous building. And I'm sure it's going to happen. So Brownsmead Flats, put it on your calendar for January 5th. That was Ned Heavenridge speaking. Larry Moore is here with a microphone way too far away from him. And John Fenton. Hi, I'm so glad.
Hello.
I'm so glad to
Carol.
See you all.
Love you, man.
Well, thank you. Same here. What do you got to play for us? Except I'm not a man.
Play a few tunes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And
here's a tune that, I think was originally performed at the PAC in 1997. And we've performed it like three times there doing this musical called Hitchin.
Yes.
Written by Heather.
Right.
Thank you.
I remember the time when my life was much simpler. All I needed was a backpack and good shoes for the road. Didn't need much money, just a faith in humanity, a harp in my hand, and love to shoulder my load. No comfort there, it's true, I would agree, with the wind and rain and snow. It brought out the worst and the best in me. So much I did not know. Hiking down Route 2 near the Canadian border, my harp I was playing, a gentle breeze behind. An early June morning, sun over the horizon, my heart overflowing, so glad to be alive. No comfort there, it's true, I would agree, with the wind and it brought out the worst and the best in me. So much I did not know.
Mr. Moore.
Standing over the coals, warming my hind end, gazing up at the ceiling, the stars in the sky, cup of wine in my hand, and it glowing inside me, overwhelmed by the beauty. A howl of joy do I cry.
Oh. Ow. Oh, yes. When was the first time that Hitchin was done?
November 1997.
Wow, 22 years ago.
Yeah.
You were a younger man then.
I was. We all were quite a bit younger. Yeah, that's the 22 years ago.
Yeah, almost 23. Do you ever think of bringing that back?
No.
Okay. Sigh. It was the music. However, a lot of the songs are recorded on Brownsmead Flats albums.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Especially on the Rain CD.
Although, is that right?
Yeah,
Rain.
Yeah.
Okay.
And but we'll be performing a lot of the, you know, tunes that we've been doing for many years.
Good.
Yeah, which I think, you know, people enjoy, and then we'll have a few new tunes.
Yeah.
And we'd like to include the audience as much as possible, so we'll be trying to get them to participate, so it's not just us entertaining, but we're all entertaining each
community.
Other.
Community, absolutely.
Yep. And people like that, and we love it too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We'll bring them in wherever we can.
And it's been a joy to see how the Brownsmead Flats has grown, because a lot of the music is original now by various members of the group, but there's also traditional stuff, including one I have lined up, but I don't know whether we'll even bother with it, but it's a wonderful medley you've got at the end of the potluck.
Oh, yeah.
The potluck album. So, yeah, what else you got for us?
Well, we got, a few more things. And I think, so we should talk a little bit about, it's a donation only.
Oh, wow.
Thing. I think they suggest $10. Uh-huh. If you can do $10, that's great. Okay. If you can do more, that's cool.
And we don't usually give prices. So free is good, but free comes with a donation bucket. So bring your cash or your checkbook is very helpful. Remember, the Performing Arts Center is an incredible community asset, and we need to keep it going.
It is. Yeah. It is. And then... yeah, I just thought I'd mention, you know, three of us are here. One thing that's happening Friday is the Lazy Boys, John and Larry, are playing at the Supper Club tonight.
Tonight?
Six to nine.
Okay.
Tonight. And then I'm at the Urban.
Oh, you're kidding.
Myself. So.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We came to the big city and we're making use of it. Our time coming in.
And then we have Troll Radio Theater.
Troll Radio.
That's KMU tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And don't miss that. That's at 11 o'clock upstairs at the Fort George. And Tevin Goldberg is going to be doing
that's
something.
Right.
I'm not even sure what he plays.
Keyboard
and singing.
Yeah.
And then the Clatsop County String Band.
Yep.
And the Troll Radio House Band. So you're in. Yeah.
We're in that.
It's kind of a.
Obie and Gina Kiter, Knox Swanson.
Cool.
In the Clatsop County String Band for some dancing type tunes. And they will be playing Friday, January 3rd at the Arts and Movement Center.
Oh, boy.
With
for a dance.
With
for
a
contra
dance.
That's a line. That's kind of a line dance, Eastern style.
And what date is that? January.
January 3rd, Friday.
Oh, okay, next week.
Today.
So we'll
from today.
Yeah, we'll announce that next week for sure. So
we have another tune if you want.
One more song.
Yeah. And there's one well, we're going to play it on Joel, right, tomorrow?
I think we are.
And then we're going to play it.
Not too long.
Yeah.
Okay.
An abbreviated version. We can talk in the background. We'll keep it nice and quiet.
Mama said, don't go near the river. Don't be hanging round old Catfish John. But come morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in the sweet Delta dawn. Oh, let me dream of another morning, of a time so long ago, where the sweet magnolias blossom, where cotton fields were white as snow. Mama said, don't go near the river, don't be hanging around old Catfish John. But by morning I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in the sweet Delta dawn. Old Catfish John was a river hobo, living down by the river bend. As I look back, I can still remember I was proud to be his friend. Mama said, don't go near the river, don't be hanging around old Catfish John. But come morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in the sweet Delta dawn. slave in the town of Vicksburg, traded there for chestnut mare. Still he never spoke in anger, though the load was hard to bear. Mama said, don't go near the river, don't be hanging around, old Captain John. But come morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in the sweet Delta dawn. Walking in his footsteps in the sweet Delta dawn.
Beautiful. Who wrote that? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it was a fairly, like, written about 20, 30 years ago or so.
Yeah. It's well, almost... and didn't
Bela.
No, I was thinking of the guy, you know, Joe and Hobie and all that crew. Out in LC and
Timberbound.
Timberbound. Timberbound. Thank you. That's what I was thinking. I've heard it.
Bela Ruffo did a real nice
Bela
cover of that one.
Bela Dvorsky.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she was terrific. Yeah. Hey, that's the Browns Meat. That's 3/5 of the Browns Meat Flats. And as I mentioned at the beginning, you can catch them in bits and pieces tonight. Ned is at the...
Urban.
That's T. Paul's Urban, where we all had a wonderful dinner. Thank you to them for their gift to the community and
annual Christmas dinner. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that was wonderful. And Larry and John are at the Supper Club, T. Paul's Supper Club, and we're sending out healing wishes to all in need, which basically includes all of us in one way or another. Especially to Maggie and to Joan and to Mamas and Viv, and to the families as well, and to people all over the world, and to us, all of us. Thanks for being here. Hey, you guys, again, January 5th. You'll be hearing more about it, but put it on your calendar. Remember, it's 2 to 4 in the afternoon, so you can do that. It's not even competing with anything.
It's true, and it'll still be light, so you can drive home.
Right. It's a matinee. How fun.
It's a matinee.
Okay,
drive
there. Great. Well, speaking of matinees, this Sunday at 2 o'clock, Dan Weber, who's terrific, is doing a show called This Little Light of Mine, which coincidentally is the piece that I was going to play of the Browns Meat Flats, but let's see. I don't know. You want to just strum along
we can
this?
Do it.
Oh, actually, we are so out of time.
Yeah.
So let me just thanks so much.